If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Isn't it because without Christ, without his death on the cross to atone for our sins, without his suffering that took our place, without his resurrection from the dead where he became the firstborn of all who would believe in him, we have no hope of eternal life?
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. My friend, I love to watch do-it-yourself home repair shows. I'm not sure if it's because I really think that someday I will actually do one of those projects or because I just like to dream that I could. Either way, apart from the simple give me a kit and I'll repair the washer project, I would probably goof it up so badly that a professional would have to come in and fix it so the house doesn't fall apart. Well, maybe it's not quite that bad. Well, in our Christian life, we are called upon to personally study to show ourselves to God, workmen who do not need to be ashamed, handling correctly the Word of God. But in this matter of faith and knowledge that we've been talking about that leads to godliness, we have been provided from God with people in the body of Christ whom God has gifted to help us. They're called preachers, teachers, evangelists, and pastors. We should never just leave it up to the preacher, but we're going to talk about that more today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, are you living for yourself or living for heaven? Phillips, Craig, and Dean Singh.
Family loving man, he would give his life's blood in order to provide, cause in his mind success was up to him. Very late one night when it was more than he could stand, as he prayed he knew it wasn't in his hands. By mercy to eternity, there's strength in knowing we are heaven bound. Yes, we are. We're children of the Father. It's our identity. We are here to serve and not settle down. Realize it's better if you set some higher sights, or if you die to self, then you will see the light. Now in
all of you.
In the book of Titus, in the Bible, it reads in chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness, a faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time. And we'll stop right there. Previously, we talked about how not to live a half-baked Christian life that began with fully committing your life to Christ as a servant commits to his master. We talked about faith in Christ that leads to changes in your person, transformation, that is. We talked about how the knowledge of the truth, knowledge of Christ, who is the truth, the life, and the way, deepens our transformation. As we know Christ more and more, he brings about his life in us. That is the essence of godliness, Christ-likeness. So Paul says to the church at Philippi, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection of the dead. And that brings us to the next important point, the hope of eternal life. The Apostle Paul tells us here that this faith in Christ and knowledge of the truth in Christ is resting on this hope. But how so? Well, isn't it because without Christ, without his death on the cross to atone for our sins, without his suffering that took our place, without his resurrection from the dead, where he became the firstborn of all who would believe in him, we have no hope of eternal life. And without knowledge of the life, suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, we cannot know of the eternal life afforded us in Christ Jesus. John the Apostle writes this in his first letter, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. You hear some of the similar themes there? Believe, faith, knowledge in Jesus Christ leads to eternal life. So many people go through life uncertain about life after death, uncertain about eternity, uncertain about God. But Christ came, and through his death and resurrection, life eternal became open to us all. And life eternal can be yours. And life now can be transformed because the resurrected Christ, Jesus, can live in your heart. So just as Paul tells Titus here that this faith and knowledge that rests, that is founded on this hope of eternal life, he tells the Colossians, since you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. This is the most important point, that living for heaven is living godly, holy, and Christ-like. The hope of eternal life is made possible by faith and grown through knowledge and leads to godliness or holiness, because our heart's desire is to be with God in heaven in his holiness. Then finally, and back to our original illustration, from where do we learn and grow in our knowledge of this great adventure of living for Christ for now and eternity? We learn because God has sent preachers, teachers, evangelists, and pastors like Paul himself and like Titus, his colleague here. And at his, that is God's, appointed season, he brought his word to light through the preaching entrusted to me, that is Paul, by the command of God our Savior. And just like Paul, God commands, appoints, entrusts others to preach the word of God. And it is God's word, not their own, Christ's gospel, and not their own, that they are to preach. At another point, when Paul encountered others who were not preaching the true gospel, he said, "Let me be cursed if I preach another gospel." So it is incumbent upon all of us to seek out and find those that are preaching the word of God, the Bible, the gospel of Christ, and not their own thing. This hope of eternal life is offered only through Christ and no one else. There are not many ways to heaven. There is only one way, through Jesus Christ alone. If someone says something else, don't listen. Just turn away. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. You can begin this walk of holy life today by just asking him to come into your heart right now. Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Pray with me. I need you to come in and cleanse me. Please change my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.